Depending, these applications can be submitted on a change of status basis inside Hong Kong or on an entry visa basis, meaning that you're outside of Hong Kong when the applications are lodged. They can also be applied for as part of a principal visa application or as a subsequent standalone application. It just depends on your particular circumstances. So in this regard, please see the separate how to apply crib sheet and also the sections on how to complete the application forms for specific details. The remaining documentary challenge to a dependent visa approval is really to be able to show that there is proof of a genuine relationship between the parties and that the sponsor is able to put food on the table and a roof over the head of his dependent family members. And therefore the documentation that is detailed in the list is there to address this particular end. One point of note that gives rise from this documentary challenge is the capacity of the sponsor to financially support the dependent applicants. Because the approvability test for a dependent visa is one of capacity for the sponsor to meet the financial needs of the applicants, that dependency effectively precludes the applicant from stating really that their intention is to take up employment after they have secured their dependent visa, because the approvability test is all about dependency. It just so happens that once the dependent visa is approved, the dependent will be able to take up employment because that is permitted activity under the dependent visa status granted.